That's genetic testing, a 12-lead EKG on patient Sean Johnson on 10-8-24. Mr. Johnson performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. QRS complex is a normal, T wave is normal, period of high rhythm pressure, normal EKG. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Say, SEAY, this goes to the VA on 10-8-24. Mr. Say performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient only with a minimal restrictive lung disorder, period. New paragraph compared to a study dated 6/19/24. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Howard Gibson. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 10-8-24, Mr. Gibson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-23-24, there's been no significant change, period. In a paragraph of compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospasm, with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Hall. This goes to Dr. Hernandez. On 10-8-24, Mrs. Hall performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/21/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Natitia, N-A-T-I-T-I-A, Bray, B-R-A-Y, this goes to Lorena Mauney, M-A-U-N-E-Y, N-P. On 10-8-24, Mrs. Bray performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal airways obstruction, period. There's no significant change after bronchodilators, period, of paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive lung disease without bronchoreactivity. Next, six-minute walk test on same patient, Natisha Bray. This goes to Lorena Mauney. On 10-8-24, Mrs. Bray performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room saturation was 100%, period. Patient walked 547 meters in 6 minutes in saturation. The end of the study was 96%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ben Nieto, N-I-E-T-O. This goes to Dr. Badocchi. On 10-8-24, Mr. Nieto performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction, leaving the patient with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/20/24, there's been marked improvement, period. New paragraph compression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing a significant improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Valerie Thompson. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 10-8-24, Mrs. Thompson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. It was improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, to paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal improvement after bronchodilators. And when compared to a prior study dated 6/4/24, there's been improvement. In a paragraph, next is a six-minute walk test on John Rowland. That's R-O-W-L-E-N-D. This goes to Dr. Rennell. On 10/8/24, Mr. Rowland performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room saturation was 96% period. Patient walked 345 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 90% period of paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Kathy Sneed. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 10/8/24, Mrs. Sneed performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal at 97% period. The patient walked 409 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 94% period of paragraph impression. Minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry. When Beverly Brown, this goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 10/8/24, Mrs. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, without airways obstruction, and without significant bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/5/24, there's been no change period in paragraph impression normal study. Thank you.